come here because God called you to be here, and if you don't, we understand. But you're welcome here anytime. We want you to know that. Praise the Lord. Can we agree with that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to, I'm going to do something just a little bit different. At least to me, it's a little bit different. I want you to turn to John 1:1. The Holy Spirit was showing me some things. It was good. And I began to see some things right here that correlate with, if you will, the beginning of Genesis. This is pretty awesome. I got to thinking about the Word. Who is the Word? What is the Word? Amen. And it was in the beginning. All three were in the beginning. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So if you will, just for one moment, let's give honor to the Word. Let's read John 1:1. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you can stand. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Praise the Lord. Father, right now, once again, I surrender to You, Lord. I'm Your servant, Lord. A servant of these people, Lord. And this morning, Lord, I'm inadequate, but You are more than enough. So I surrender myself to You, and I ask for You to take control by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, bring our Father's will into this house today. Let only His Word be spoken. Let only His thoughts be revealed. Let us see the way He sees and know the way He knows. We thank You now in advance for touching every heart and life. We're committed that we want to be changed, Lord. We've confessed it. We've made our declaration. And now, Lord, we thank You that You're going to fulfill that in our lives because we've surrendered to You today. We give You all honor and all glory and bring all focus to You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. When I looked up that word, and I'm not going to go into all there is, but there's quite a bit, but I want to correlate the things that were definitions in the concordance or in the Thayer's Bible dictionary, whatever you want to call it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That word, Word, is speech, living voice, what someone said. Okay? We're going to look at some things here back in Genesis in just a few moments, but it's sayings of God, decree, a mandate or order. Are you with me? Moral precepts of God. Everything we have that we know as laws and that we operate in as Christians today came from the Word of God. And they are demands or declarations, decrees, mandates or orders, and moral precepts of God that we're to walk in. Can you all agree with that? Praise the Lord. All right. That word means what is declared. A thought. A declaration. An aphorism. A weighty saying. A dictum or a maxim. It's the act of speaking or speech, the faculty of speech, skill and practice in speaking, a kind or style of speaking, a continuous speaking disclosure, instruction. It's doctrine. It's teaching. How many know that the Word of God is full of doctrine and teaching? It's His Word. It's the basis upon which we should be living our lives every day. Anything reported in speech, a narration, a narrative, a matter under discussion, a thing spoken of, an affair, a matter in dispute, a case, a suit at law, the thing spoken of or talked about, an event, a deed. Okay? God in His Word has laid down guidelines, and they are guidelines, and in some cases laws. Not the law that we were under with Moses, but under the law of life. Amen? The law of life. And these things, if we understand that He is the Word, and that He was the Word before time, now, and after time. Amen? He was with God. He was God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when we think of the things, we understand also that God, through His speaking, produced great effect in the earth. That's how He designed and made the earth, is it not? Praise the Lord. They're weighty sayings. We can't take these things lightly. Our life depends on walking in and speaking truth and life, which is His Word. And we'll see that here in a few moments. It's the doctrine by which we live. His Word is where we get all of our teaching. It's where He reported things to us so that we could see through parables and through His divine inspiration and His leading and guiding. Praise the Lord. They are dictums. The Bible says man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Praise the Lord. And they're not just suggestions, like some of us have heard many times of old, that though the Ten Commandments are not the Ten Suggestions, they're the Ten Commandments. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Turn with me, if you will, to Genesis 1, Genesis chapter 1. We're going to, starting in verse 1, we're going to look and see. I believe there's great correlation between John 1, 1 and Genesis in several places, the first, second, and third chapters. When we go by the definitions that we've just talked about, and I will go through these again little by little. We won't go through everything, but we'll go little by little. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, words. He spoke words. Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. God separated the light from the darkness. We're to walk in the light as He is in the light, right? Darkness is revealed by the Word of God and by the work that Jesus did and all He tells us in His Word. He used creative words to cause the light to separate from the darkness. Did He not? God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Now you understand, to this very day, what we read right here is in effect. Do we not still call the day day and the night night? Okay? These were edicts, if you will. They were things that God set into motion that we still today operate by. We didn't come up with this. God came up with this. We walk in it. Amen? And then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the water, from the waters. Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters He called seas. And God saw that it was good. If you're watching carefully and listening carefully and just following along, what you're seeing is God sent into motion things that are in operation today. I don't care how much the naysayers talk. I don't care how much they look and how much they try to disprove God. All the scientists with all their rhetoric and all their foolishness. God has set things into motion that are in effect to this day. Okay? What they're coming up with, they're coming up with after the fact. Now, God gives wisdom and knowledge, does He not? Yeah. Amen? He tells us with all our... We know to get wisdom. But what these people failed to do is with that, they follow the other part of what the Scripture says, and that is with all you're getting, get understanding. Amen? I was talking to a young man here just the other day who was invited in to see a live birth. A relative of his. I don't know the circumstances that make a difference. But the awe that this young man had for that. That's the most tremendous miracle that you could ever fathom in your life. The miracle of a child coming into this world. And when you see that, you can't stand back and say, oh, well, you know, that was just a fetus a few minutes ago. That, you know, wasn't a child. No. That's life. Life at the point of conception. And you can argue all you want to, you're not going to change the truth. Amen? Hallelujah. You're not going to change the truth. Just because people deny things or say, no, I'm sorry, I don't agree with that, that doesn't make it not true. Is that right?
Right.
How foolish is humanity without God? Praise the Lord. Let's go on. Then God said in verse 11, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And so it was. And the earth brought forth grass and the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. We understand by the word of God that He says that He knows what we have need of before we ask. He brought these things into being before man was ever created. Amen? And yet we struggle with trusting or believing Him. Bless our darn hearts and mixed up minds. This all came from God's Word. He's speaking it into existence. That's why we need to be careful what we say and how we say it. Because our words either bring blessing or bring cursing. They bring life or death. And not only that, where you are today, we all know this, is a direct result of what you've spoken in your life yesterday. If you're blessed, redeemed, walking with God, you've got the anointing of God in your life, it's because of what you've listened to, what you've spoken out of your mouth, and your words created that situation in line with the Word of God.
Amen?
Amen? Hallelujah. We read on, and then we'll look at this in a minute or two, we'll see that He said, let us create man in our image. That means Father, Son, and Holy Ghost were in immediate agreement about that. Create man in our image. And what that means is the Bible says that everything He did, when He gave in Genesis, the ability to have dominion over the earth, He gave us the ability to do things the way He did things. Amen? And at that point, when He created man, He brought fellowship between Him and mankind. It brought fellowship between Him and mankind. Then God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens, divide the day from night, and let them be signs and seasons, and let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens, to give light on the earth. And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God sent them, or set them in the firmament of the heavens, to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day, and to rule over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth, across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So God created great sea creatures, and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters of the seas. And the birds multiplied on the earth, so the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kind, and cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. God made the beast of the field, or beast of the earth according to its kind, and the cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then in verse 26, we see where man came on the scene. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. The image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. God's Word spoke these things into being. Edicts, declarations, decrees that God made. And everything that He made, He said it was good. You understand also, in all of this, God was setting into place the laws of blessing and the laws of cursing. However, man did not come under cursing until he had disobeyed God. Can we all agree with that? If you don't, we're going to read the Word here in a minute. You're going to see what I'm saying. But I know you all know that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So God, in verse 27, created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created male and female, and He created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over it, over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for your good. Also to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food," and it was so. Then God saw everything that He had made, and indeed it was very good. So evening and the morning were the sixth day. Praise the Lord. So what we see here is God setting into motion already the blessings and things that He had provided for us, the provision that He gave to us. What we have, I don't care what it is, I don't care how far back you look, it was all a blessing given to man by God and set into motion the things that we have today and that we should operate in, His Word. Amen? Praise the Lord. We all know that obedience is better than sacrifice. Thus the heavens and the earth and the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day God ended His work, what He had done, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it He rested from all His work which God had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Before any plant of the field was in the earth, before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God had caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But in the mist, a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the earth, face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. I'm not going to go on and read all this. We've looked at that. But I want you to stop and think about, if you will, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. If you want to turn there, please do so. Hebrews 11, verse 3. And we're told in Hebrews 11, verse 3, I'll just read it. It says, "By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Everything that we see here was formed by the Word of God, not by things that are tangible and visible to us that we can grab a hold of, although we know we can grab a hold of God's Word. And that brings change and light and life into our life, and we're able to share that with other people. We're able to speak into situations and see the hand and the power of God move. Amen? Isn't that like God? Hallelujah. He doesn't share His glory with man, but He does share His abilities with man when they turn their lives over to Him. That's why Jesus came. The worlds were framed by God's Word, and what we see was not made of things visible. He was in the beginning, in verse 2, all things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made, in verse 3, and in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now understand this. When God first began to speak, and as when he first begins to speak to us, we're receiving what is called logos, which is written or spoken word. Amen? Okay? But when it was spoken by God, the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, it became rhema, or it was revealed. It was revelation. What God spoke became an immediate, visible thing, a revelation. It was revealed. What He was speaking began to happen. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All was revealed at the speaking of God's Word. Rhema is revealed Word. Hallelujah. This is why the Word is so important to our lives. This is not the final Word. This is only the guideline, the book, if you will, the SOP, Standard Operating Procedure, that we have. Amen? And we have the ability to walk in and operate in and see come to fruition everything that is written in this book if we'll walk with Him. Not for our glory, but for His glory. Amen? He's the one who's worthy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So what we see is the fact that God's Word is very important. We know that. But it has abilities and things even spoken by us. Why? Because the one who's greater dwells within us. Amen? When we speak what God speaks, we're speaking life and light into situations. We're speaking the creative power of God. Creative in the fact that now if you go back and you look at what happened when they were tempted and when Adam gave in to sin and Eve was tempted, what you see is words that were spoken, evil words, words of death and destruction. And that's where that came into this earth. And they went along with that because of the lust of their eyes and the lust of their flesh and the pride of life. What do I mean by that? I mean, when you think about it and you go back and you read what happened with Eve, how she was deceived by the serpent who had been cast out of heaven, not just thrown out lightly, but cast out like lightning, according to Luke 19. You understand that the enemy had already tainted and had already brought down a third of the host of heaven by words. They followed him. That's why we read, again, words, "My sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow." Eve was deceived, and Adam willfully sinned because of the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Words. Instead of speaking out the creative words that would put the enemy to flight, resisting the devil and having him flee from you, Adam chose willfully to disobey God. And as a result, we walk in what we walk in today. But you understand, and we all know here, that that doesn't mean just what we read in the beginning in Genesis, that this walking in toil and things. We have great blessing, great power, and great authority in this earth because we have been restored. Restored, folks. That means to the same state that we had when Adam and Eve were created before they sinned against God. Well, at least somebody's excited about that. We've been restored. We now walk in the same authority and same power and same dominion that they had in that garden because of words. Amen? Hallelujah. So now we have the ability, through our words, to see things appear and see things happen, not by things visible, but by things invisible. We speak only what the Father speaks. We do only what the Father says to do, as the example that Jesus left us on this earth. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's pretty exciting. Praise the Lord, Gene. The Word was in the beginning with God. The Word is still ever present here. And that Word, when it cried and cried out, "It is finished," meant it was finished. There's not one thing that you've ever done or you will do that God wasn't aware of and that He didn't make provision for and cover under that blood. The only thing that's required is we confess our sin and forsake it like David did. David, our example. Once again, David was not a perfect man the way we count perfectness, but he was a man after God's heart because he was quick to repent. He acknowledged when he did wrong. Hallelujah. It doesn't have to be something really great. It has to be just, can it be just as simple as omission? Going a day without being in His presence. Going a day without fellowship with His Word. Amen? Fellowship. Two fellows in the same ship. That means when you're in fellowship with the Lord through communion, through, you know, when we pray or just basically communicate with God. That word prayer is kind of a mystical word to some folks. It is for me. And all it means is communication with God. Speaking your heart, being open and clear and free. Amen? Hallelujah. And then fellowship with His Word. Learning to know what to do and how to do what you're supposed to do. Amen? Fellowship with that Word so that it changes and transforms your life, so that you can operate in the authority and the power of the Word of God. And when your Word speaks, because you're created in His likeness and image, and because He's the one who dwells within you, and the Holy Spirit, which has made alive your spirit by your confession of sin and receiving the work of Jesus, you can speak into existence things that were not so. Amen? Hallelujah. Are y'all with me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We serve a good God. And He says, no good thing will I withhold from you. And He doesn't dangle it out in front of us like a horse with a carrot out in front of him. He says, my life I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Amen? Praise the Lord. And then He tells us, my gifts and my calling are without repentance. They're irrevocable. Amen? They're irrevocable. They never change. That's an arresting thought. Captivating thought. Even when you and I go off half-cocked and do something stupid or get lethargic and kind of leave Him out of the picture for a while, He said He would never leave us nor forsake us. And He's just a prayer away. Words. Words that bring you back into right fellowship and relationship with God. And then He spoke words that salvation is new every day. It's a new day in Him. New breath, new beginning. Amen? Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. New breath, new beginning. Every day. Mercies, new every day. They don't fade away or become obsolete. Do they? Hallelujah. We serve a risen Savior today. We serve a God who created us and more than anything wants fellowship with us. And He's spoken that. John 1:13 says, you are not born by the will of the flesh or by the will of man or by blood, but you were born by the will of God. Every person ever came into this earth or ever will come into this earth didn't come by an accident. They didn't come because of an oops. They came because God planned it. And I don't care what the circumstances are. You hear me? I don't care what the circumstances are. When life comes into this earth, it's because God ordained and planned it. And He has a purpose and a plan for every life. But He also gives the ability to pick and choose. For us, I won't say pick and choose, I'll just say choose. But then with all of that, He gives out more words and He says, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. But can I make a suggestion? Choose life. Choose life. Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We understand that God created everything in Genesis. And then we go on and read the far-reaching effect of His plan and purpose in Jeremiah 29:11. Words of life. Everything God spoke in Genesis, the first, second, and third chapters, was life. It brought life. And then in His promises throughout the Word, from Genesis to Revelation, all revealing His thoughts toward us, that He thinks toward us, thoughts for good and not for evil. Thoughts to bless us and not harm us. Thoughts to give us a hope and a future. Everything He did was for us. From the very foundation, from the very core foundation of the earth, God's plan was to create all of this so that He could create you and I for fellowship with Him. That's what it's all about. But because of all the foolishness that's taught out there today, we lose sight of that. We get our eyes on things, possessions, rather than the possession that's worth more than anything else we've ever possessed. And that's the life of God. We lose sight in this life through greed and, once again, the lust of the flesh, that all the things God's provided for us and gives to us are for a blessing to us, but they should drive us back to a closer relationship with Him. They're given for our good, and they're given by one who loves us and who, in creating us for fellowship with Him, knew there were things that we needed. And then He said that He wanted us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. God didn't create sickness for, you know, to teach you things. That's why He sent Jesus. After man corrupted himself by listening to the lies of a serpent. And even though it was word that he spoke, it was twisted word, which is a lie. And that's why he redeemed us back. I am overwhelmed this morning by the thought as I look and think and meditate on exactly what Jesus did and what was accomplished. Every piece of guilt, every sin stain, every blot, every blemish that we ever deserved and had carried up until that point is now gone. We were once sinners who needed to be saved by grace. But now through that grace and mercy, we have been made children, sons and daughters and heirs and joint heirs of the Most High, with the Most High. All the filth taken away. Whew. What a thought. Hallelujah. cleansed, washed by the blood of the Lamb. The second and final blood of God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. If in your walk with the Lord, you stumble, or there's a hiccup, bump in the road, that doesn't change anything. That just gives an opportunity for God's Word to be spoken, to create life once again, to bring a restoration to a right state. The things that we go through in this life are not meant for our destruction, but they're things that build character in us and cause us to look and to run into the rock and the name that's higher than us, the name of Jesus. Safety, protection, well-being. Hallelujah. Let me submit to you this morning, if you walk your walk with in this life with fear, first of all, which is not from God. Fear is the exact opposite of faith. Worried about making a mistake and being an outcast, then you have not understood the work that Jesus did. Our Bible says that nothing will separate us from the love of God. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He who has begun a good work in us will complete that work. It's Him who works in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Things God spoke. We need to come in agreement with that. Religion has brought in the idea that we can just do whatever we want. And it's going to be okay. But I submit to you today, there is a line. And you're the only person who can cross that line. The enemy's power and authority has been dealt with. All he can do is plant thoughts in your mind. And that's only if you give place to those thoughts. The Word of God, the living, alive, and powerful Word of God says, if you submit to God, resist Him, speak the Word over the situation and to the enemy, that he will flee from you. It's that simple. Tells us, commands us to take heed to the Word of God, not to listen to fables and foolishness. Oh. Today, I pray that you see and understand in a way maybe never before the power you have in your words, either to create or destroy, even in your own life. But also I pray that you see be awesome. Awesome. Maybe you've lost sight for a few moments or in some circumstances in your life of the awesome, awesome, awesome work that God did by sending His Son and His Son being obedient. So that all of the things that were issues that separated us from God, it caused that veil to be between us. They were done away with. And by giving our lives to Him, confessing and acknowledging who Jesus is and that we need Him, all the work that was done is now ours. We now enter into salvation, or sozo. We're saved from the mess and degradation and corruption that we were in to the light and life and blessing and joy that escaped us in our sin, because we now walk in newness of life. We're new creations, new species or beings that never before existed, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. That's the kind of things we need to focus on. We are flesh. God knows we're going to make mistakes. But the key is, don't stay and let the mistake bring you down. By words of confession and by speaking and agreeing with, by confessing them out of your mouth, the promises of God, you walk in power and life that some of us don't even still to this point understand that we have, that's at our disposal. We're so afraid that we're going to do something wrong, and that's good. There's nothing wrong with that, but our focus can't be there. That keeps us humble and human. Gives us humility in our life. But the sin issue's been dealt with, unless you deliberately choose to walk in things that are against God. I don't know of a person in this room that does that or wants to do that. So see with your spiritual eyes this morning as the Holy Spirit ministers to you that you have been redeemed from all corruption and all the garbage and the one thing that would have taken you to hell, and that's the rejection of Jesus. If you have Jesus, you have life, and you have life more abundantly because of Him today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for Your plan and for Your words of life that created life, that sustained life, that redeemed life. Word revealed. Jesus, the Word revealed. Hallelujah. Today, Lord, let Your Word be sealed in every heart. Let our meditations and our thoughts and our words be acceptable in Your sight today, Lord. In Jesus' name, we praise and thank You. Let all that didn't come from You fall to the ground, but seal Your Word in our hearts today, Lord. For this we praise and thank You, for redemption, salvation, for blessings beyond comprehension. We give You praise and honor and glory, Lord, for that today. And we surrender to the name that's above every name, to the name of Jesus today. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.